Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wasn't very professional. I forgot my headphones. You ever forget your mouthpiece, Leroy?
Oh, never. Never.
You never forgot any padding.
I played a style of game that required everything to be accounted for. Everything.
Buckle your chin
pads.
Strap.
I had to go buy special pads. I used to get hit so much.
Everything. There's give him the works. Must be
no shame. I used to get that little the soccer shin pads.
Yeah.
I had to get those.
Really? You're afraid of kickers? Like people just kicking you in the shins?
After every game my shins were bloody.
Gross.
No, everybody tackled me low.
It's still gross, bro.
My thighs, my legs, my shins, everything would be bruised up.
Dang. All right. Well, it's Tuesday, everybody. Hopefully a much happier show today. You know, yesterday we were kind of licking our wounds, getting through what was just an awful bloodbath of a football weekend. Terrible.
You know what today is?
Hmm?
Turn the page Tuesday.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
On to Las Vegas.
On to Las Vegas. Yeah, I think they say it's a 24-hour rule, Leroy.
Yep.
That's all there is.
Well, it's a little more than that. It's a little more than that because everybody gets Tuesday off.
Yeah.
So it's like playing on Friday.
So you could choose to sulk for another 24 hours if you please, but on Wednesday it's a clean slate. Clean slate. So,
well, as a player, it didn't matter. You were over it after that Sunday because it's game two, right? like it's game two. So you still got 3 months, 3.5 months of season left.
It's game two.
If you get caught up like this.
Yeah, it's game two. You can't dwell on it. But it's also I do think that losing to that team like that again probably has to sting a little bit more. I'm sure they can move on and compartmentalize and move on, but I just don't think that losing again to that team the way that you did can feel very good. And I wouldn't blame anybody else if it does it does linger with them a little bit more.
Here's what I would say. If it were the 10th week of the season, then sure, because you would hope by the 10th week of the season there's certain mistakes you don't make, you know, certain things you don't do. After game two, although you're disappointed because you thought you were better than that, or just you thought that you were in a place where you weren't going to lose a game like that, I think you just kind of come in on Monday and Tuesday or whenever you come back and you say, look, we're better than this. We got to make sure that we do – you know, all the little things that have gotten us to this point. you know, and one of the things is that the Dolphins aren't a team that usually make a bunch of mistakes, you know, so that if they're playing poorly, their discipline will always keep them in the game and give them an opportunity to turn it around either with a big play or a big drive or something like that. Sunday's game was very troubling in the fact that they made a lot of mistakes, a lot of boneheaded plays. They didn't play with the poise and the discipline that they would normally play, you know, had normally played with in the last 2 years. So that's the disappointing thing about that. And so I think the frustrating thing from, you know, Flo's standpoint is I thought we were past this, you know, and one of the things that I would say about Bill Belichick and all the things you can say about him is at moments like that, even before that game, he would never take those things for granted. I don't care how much of a veteran team were, he would always emphasize the point of knowing where to be, doing your job, and playing with effort. And so those things, you know, to not see those things happen, and maybe it's sometimes, you know, your effort looks poor or looks bad because you don't know what to do. So there's a lot of things that they need to just square up, because again, I saw a couple of times where they put pressure on the quarterback and it wasn't a blitz. They put pressure on the quarterback and it was just a 4 or 5 man rush. And if you think about it, on any given play, you have 6 guys to protect. That's not even counting the tight end.
Yeah, there were some videos of yesterday where people were doing even like a stopwatch to Tua getting sacked, especially the play that he got hurt. And it was like less than 2 seconds. It was, it was crazy, man. It was a piss poor performance by them blocking and protecting anybody, everything from that game. And, you know.
Well, and here's the other problem. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The other problem is that, okay, when you turn on the TV on Monday, everybody's evaluating Tua. You see what I mean? We got to be smarter than that. We got to understand that, wait, if he's got no time, it don't matter who the quarterback is. And in order to evaluate everybody you have on your team, they got to be in positions to be able to be evaluated. Like, I don't care who your quarterback was. I don't care who it was. And I saw something Omar Kelly said, that if that was Ryan Tannehill, he would have played through that. And that's tough, man. You don't ever.
Did he really say that?
Challenged, right? Don't do it. Yep. Here, let me see if I find the exact. It's
well,
crazy.
That's rough, because Omar Kelly just came off of a week where he went into the. He went into the game saying that it was a what the hell was it? Did he say that Jesse Davis was the star of the offensive line or the king of the offensive line or something like that? He had some kind of column praising Jesse Davis going into Sunday's game, and well, didn't really nail it there. Didn't really nail it there when it comes to Jesse Davis.
The problem is if you're going to do something like that, right, you have to put it in context, because I've always told you this, is that the offensive line as an individual player is judged by how they do it as a group. Because if you're not working well together, I don't care how good you are as an individual, it doesn't look good. And so to say, oh, Jesse Davis is the best offensive lineman or had the best game, is kind of misleading, because it could mean that, you know, the whole offensive line worked well together and that enabled him to be in a place where he could do his thing. You know what I mean? What? It's a weird thing, because I've been in a room with offensive line. And if your left tackle is uncertain of his left guard, then he waits a little bit longer to secure that space in between them. And then the guy gets around outside and we all look at the left tackle and say he's too slow, when in actuality is he's uncertain of how the left guard is doing. And so that's why I've always preached that although, you know, there are times when you need to block the guy in front of you, in most cases, the offensive line is working together.
Marcos, let's hit the ID, man. Let's get some headlines in here.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
And the headlines are brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Monday Night Football last night. The Packers handled the Lions 35-17. Aaron Rodgers, bounce back performance from him, 22-27, 255 yards, 4 touchdowns. He found Aaron Jones, who had 4 touchdowns of his own, 3 receiving, 1 rushing. Really good day for the Green Bay Packers running back. He had 17 carries for 67 yards rushing, 6 catches, 48 yards receiving. And Devonta Adams, 8 catches, 121 yards receiving yesterday. So a little update there for you as far as all of the big players were yesterday. I watched Manning Cast yesterday, Leroy. I didn't watch the regular broadcast. I enjoy it. I like Manning Cast. It's fun. It's football-y. I like the anecdotes. It's different. It's especially good where it's not really teams you care. I don't know if I'd watch it if it was necessarily teams I care about. But as far as like when it's neutral teams,
I was getting ready to say, you would watch it if the Dolphins were playing.
I don't know. I think I'd tape it because I'd want to hear what they have to say about Tua, and I want to hear what they have to say about what they're seeing. I just think it's more interesting. I think that all of it's just more interesting. And then they usually have some fun guests. Yesterday I had Rob Gronkowski. They had Pat McAfee. So it's just a good time. I like it. I like what Peyton Manning is doing. I like what Eli Manning's doing. I like the little jabs that Eli throws at him.
Something different. It's funny because when you think of the two of them, you clearly think Peyton has the better personality, even though it's a dry personality.
Yep.
Right? So it's weird seeing Eli go at it a little bit.
I mean, Peyton Manning loves football. I mean, that's what definitely permeates through the television. He oozes his love for football. And I got to tell you, he's better than Tony Romo.
Yep.
Tony Romo's a one-trick pony. I'll say it. Nobody wants to say it because everybody thinks of Tony Romo as the king of football broadcasting. He's not the king of football broadcasting.
Really? He's
a one-trick pony. Oh, I do the prediction thing. Good for you. Can you explain what's happening in the now, Tony Romo? No. All you do is, ooh, Jim. That's what he does every single time. And we get it. He's past his prime. Look, he got paid. He made a very nice living out of it. But I'm telling you right now, if Manning wanted to be a regular broadcaster, he'd analyze the pants off of Tony Romo. Wouldn't even be close. Wouldn't even be close.
So what's his thing? Like Madden used to draw on the screen. Tony Romo predicts the plays. What's Peyton Manning's thing?
Peyton Manning's thing is everything. He's got anecdotes. Yesterday he's talking about the Patriots cheating. It was delightful. You know, he was saying like, oh, I don't let my receivers. I would never let them come near my locker because I knew that it was bugged. I was like, whoa, he's dropping bombs. Just bringing haymakers.
Really? Yeah. I like it.
You know, he's doing a...
I don't think he was kidding.
No, I don't. I think he'll say he's kidding, but I think he really means that. That's what I think.
This is the nonsense. You know, this is like feeding the animals.
What do you mean?
That's what I call that statement right there. You're like a big old giant bear scratching at the gate. And there's a big sign that says, do not feed the animals. And Peyton decided he was going to feed the animals.
You think so?
So now, what do you think is going to happen at Bill Belichick's press conference?
I don't know. What does it matter, though? Bill Belichick's going to do the same thing.
He's going to be
Peyton Manning talking about your lockers are bugged. Yeah, well, we got a football game against – who are they playing this week? Do we know? I don't know who they have this week.
He said, look, he's going to say, I'm no, what do you think? I'm a member of the CIA.
I don't know about bugging, audio, visual equipment, AV. I don't know any of that stuff.
They play the Saints.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're, listen, we're all, on the New Orleans.
All this does. Feeding the bear.
I like
That's
it.
That's it.
He's better.
Feeding the bear.
He's better than Tony Romo.
Here's a tasty treat.
He's better than Tony Romo. I'm like, Tony Romo is lucky Peyton Manning doesn't want to.
He can
do
make
this.
As much.
If he wanted to, yeah. I mean, he's
he
been
can make as much if he wanted to.
I mean, they've been going after him for the regular Monday Night Football gig since he's retired. He just chooses not to. It sounds like he's going to go maybe buy a piece of the Broncos. That's kind of cool. Good for him. The Marlins, they beat the Nationals yesterday, 8-7 in 10 innings. Fun game. A lot of things going on in this game. Jazz Chisholm Jr., he had two home runs for the Fish, his first multi-home run game of his career. Jesus Sanchez, he also went deep with the Fish. He's got 13 home runs in less than 60 games, so it's been a hell of a flash for Jesus Sanchez as far as this season's been concerned. He also caught a fly ball barehanded. Because who needs a glove? Gloves suck.
Yeah.
Who needs one?
I said before.
Pretty badass play. Pretty badass play. You always see like...
It doesn't
like, hurt. What?
It doesn't hurt. Now, the line drives, but that was just a little...
It was still impressive.
Fly ball.
I don't know if it was necessary. His glove was right there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's still... Think about a ball hit 300-plus feet, so an entire football field. You catch it with one hand. So that means... If somebody took a baseball, chucked it out of a jugs machine from one end zone to the other, and you had to run from one sideline to the other to catch it, and you caught it with your bare hand.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And so, yeah, that's your headline. Oh, Dolphins news, I'll give you a couple things. Will Fuller, he is back at the Dolphins facility after he missed Sunday's game for personal reasons. Which is good news because, I mean, Flores, he doesn't really confirm anything, but he was, like, doing the thing where he wasn't even confirming if he'd be back for the season. So glad that things seemingly are better for Will Fuller, and maybe he'll make his Dolphins debut this week. We'll see. And as far as Tua Tagovailoa is concerned, the NFL Network reported that he underwent further tests on Monday on his bruised ribs. Tom Pelissero says, my understanding is those didn't reveal any major issues. X-rays were negative, so it'll be about pain tolerance, functionality moving forward as the Raiders await on Sunday. Brian Flores says that Tua was in a good deal of pain on Monday. They were going through some more tests, and he is day-to-day right now. So that is your update on
the Dolphins. Let me tell you how ribs work. You ready how ribs work? So I
we're a little bit over. You got. I don't know if I have time for you to explain how ribs work, but I want to give you your opportunity. Huh? I said we're a little bit over. I don't want you to start, you know, going down the runway of how ribs work. It seems like a big functioning thing. I promise I will let you explain how ribs work, but we do need to take a
break.
Well,
we had to give you time. We had to give you time to rest after Peyton fed the bear.
Ah, it was. I mean, it was great stuff. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to. You're not going to judge me. We're back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. I just want to thank yesterday, in a day of need, I really want to thank the Miami Heat for putting up some video of open gym with Bam Adebayo, Strus is loose, Duncan Robinson, all of them. I'm so thankful that they put him out there. Duncan Robinson dunking on some tall white guy. I don't know who he is. He looked like the little brother of Justin Hamilton, but I think he was on the summer league team, but I don't remember his name. But he got put on a poster. Unfortunate for him on the IG video. But I needed a little bit of feel good yesterday after the stink that was this weekend, and the Miami Heat provided it. I'm asking for more of that. Anytime, it just makes my day better. If you could just put up until the season starts, just a little bit of open gym every single day, I just think we'd all be better for it. I think we'd all be better for it if I could just get a little bit of Bam Adebayo dunking on rando summer league guy. You know, just give me a little taste. You know, like almost like walking around with a little hors d'oeuvre action when it comes to my sports. Well, I can't just be focused on Tua's bruise all week. You know, sometimes you need a distraction, and that would really help. Personally, it would help me as a favor, Miami Heat. It would help me if you guys could do that. I would really appreciate it. It would help me a great deal. I loved it.
I saw it too, and at first I thought that was Yurt 7 getting dunked on, and then I was like, "Nah, this guy."
Nah, it wasn't Yurt 7. It wasn't Yurt 7.
Yeah, I was happy. Once I saw that it wasn't him, I was like, "Okay, this is solid."
Even if it was Yurt 7, you know what that is?
Yeah.
That's a teaching moment.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is a teaching moment. You can always get something positive.
If it is Yurt 7, teaching moment for Bam Duncan right on his face. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Sometimes you got to take lessons with it, but it wasn't Yurt 7. Because I don't think Yurt 7 would be put on a poster like that, because we saw he's a monster in the summer league. We'll see.
It was me that was lagging because I signed when I got on my computer. For some reason it went to an extended extension. And it was a lag, and I didn't, you know, because when you log into your computer, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Like, it just logged.
What am I, an IT guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I went and I checked what my internet source was, or my Wi-Fi source, and it was an extender that's on the other side of the house.
Well, that's encouraging.
So, little lag. You learn with some of the issues that we have between the hours of 6 and 9, you learn to be your own IT guy.
Yep.
Or, because I'm going to tell you now, Fonzie probably does not like radio. Because his only interaction with radio was me pounding on that wall.
I think the funny thing is going to be, like, if the show ever gets canceled, I think the thing I'm going to first apply for is an IT job. And they'll be like, got any experience? I'm like, boy, do I. Let me tell you a little something. But that was the only Goosey-worthy material. Not just the Heat's open run yesterday. I mean, this Kyle Lowry, he looks in incredible shape.
He's always been in good shape, dude.
That's Heat culture-fied.
Dude played, he would play 35, 40 minutes a game.
Nah. Yeah, but right now he looks like he is built out of granite.
So does he look swole?
Oh, he looks swole, dude. He looks swole.
He looks a lot bigger than Tyler Hero. Does.
Well, it's not really fair. I mean, Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero's 6'5".
Yeah, he's young. He's a little bit more wiry. Like, he doesn't have the
was my point the whole time.
Yeah, but
flip flopper.
But you're here's the thing.
You're a fraud.
You're saying that Tyler Hero
minus one.
No. I'm not gonna take a minus one.
Minus one.
No.
Being a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. You're a fraud.
Hero is wired.
Because here's the thing. The judgment. Minus one for tone isn't a thing, J-Fig. It's
minus
for sass.
One.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You are fraudulent.
I'm not fraudulent. You guys were body shaming him. You guys were body shaming Tyler Hero yesterday, saying
we were not body.
Oh, you were body shaming the two of you. The two of
you. You got a pitch to the gun show over here, baby. Boom, boom.
He looks fantastic.
Oh, okay. Okay, for a 6'5", 195-pound guy, he looks great.
He does.
But he looks cut because he's skinny, not because he's swole or have muscles. Now, Kyle Lowry looks jacked. Kyle Lowry looks swole.
Yeah, if you guys,
because a basketball player, you're not used to seeing that in a basketball player.
Oh, look at him.
Well, the fat part is under the water.
No, we don't know that, dude. He could just be doing aquarobics.
Hey, angles.
Hey, most people carry most of their weight from their nipples to their knees.
Wait, what?
Most people carry all of their weight and their fat from the nipples to the knees.
Nah, he looks good.
I've been looking at.
Notice where the water is.
Let's see.
Right at the nipples.
He's teaching us about those ribs.
There's other photos. He's not. Don't body shame him either, Leroy.
I'm not. I've never body shamed him.
Nah.
Tobin was the one that called him a fat point guard.
I didn't call him a fat point guard. I didn't call him that. Oh, you're making things up. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. All I said was, is he going to be in a little bit better shape when he comes to the Miami Heat?
No.
Likely.
Okay, when he wasn't in Toronto, you wasn't calling him poor.
Ah, it's hard to say. What are we going to go down memory lane for? What are we living in the past for? Pat Riley wouldn't do that.
It all comes back around.
Nope.
You know what? Wait till we go. It's next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as we get there, we talk to Kyle Lowry and say, you know, my co-host thought you
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're not snitching.
I am.
What are you going to snitch for?
Hey, why? Because you won't tell the truth.
Why can't we just get off to a great relationship?
And he wasn't fat. He's just thicker than all the other skinny basketball.
Why can't
players.
We just let bygones be bygones?
Nope.
You know, we were rivals.
Nope.
It was all in good fun.
No. Now all of a sudden he's ripped. He was portly, chunky. Right?
Well, I mean,
you
know.
You were off with all the other chunky point guards.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, no.
We can admit, though, I mean, he looks in the best shape. We can admit he looks in the best shape of his life.
Every time somebody comes down here.
Oh.
But I'm going to say this.
What?
Guess what?
Huh?
It's going to be, you better say a little prayer that they don't bring Kyle Lowry over. Because I'm going to get up.
Oh, no. I greatly want to talk to Kyle Lowry.
Dude, this is the radio host when you played with Toronto that called you portly. He called you chunky, right? So understand, you know, who you're dealing with.
And I'm going to, and then if he says, is that true? I'm going to be like, listen, you know, I got to say, best shape of your life.
Oh my goodness!
Never doubted your professionalism.
And then you won't even come clean. That's my point.
Oh, I'll come clean. I'll come clean.
No, I'm saying you're the first one to send the picture out. Look how small Kyle Lowry is. Really?
I'm gonna say something to the effect
don't
that you
make
know,
it so obvious,
Kyle.
Don't
remember,
make it so obvious.
You remember that? You know, I always had you on my radar ever since you had that half court heave against the Heat in that playoff series 4 years back. He goes, I remember that shot. I'm like, I remember that shot too. You know, good quality battle from you.
You're not going to say, oh, it was easy to have you on my radar because you were chunky.
No, I'm not going to say that.
You're not going to say that?
No, I'm not going to say that. In fact,
you're on everybody's radar.
Nope.
Big old bleep.
You're the one who's fat shaming bleep. Right now, not me.
Bleep. I'm not. I was never fat shaming.
You're a fat shamer.
I'm not.
You're a fat shamer.
Dude, I'm not going to walk my fat ass into any interview fat shaming somebody.
You're already declaring he's hiding his belly in that water.
Nope, that's not what I said.
That's what you said.
You said, look how swole he looks. I said, most people carry all of their weight
look at
from
this guy.
Their nipples to their
Come
knees.
On.
Go. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody, next time you in the mirror, you checking out to see how your body look from the nipples to the knees.
Nipples to knees.
That's where most of your weight is carried.
To the knees.
That's what they
that's
say.
That's why they tell you, if you take care of your core, you'll be healthy.
Well,
you'll be a healthier person.
All I know is I'm officially changing his name to Kyle Lowry.
Lowry. I like it. I like old nipples and knees, but.
What are you looking at me that for? That's a point. Come on. Kyle Lowry?
No, it's not.
That's a point, bro.
Didn't you agree with that last night on the chat?
I agreed with it for the basis of this morning, where I could attack him for being a fraud.
Oh, okay. So let me get this.
For being a fraud,
you're a silly.
Attack you right now for saying it.
Yeah, you used it
because
as a
now because now look wait now for the last month.
Hmm?
Who is he? Who is he? Just just Google for Gaga over Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Now it's Kyle Which Lowry. And Tyler Hero is all of a sudden skinny.
No. What
you
I went, said was
No.
I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you smear my name. What happened was is yesterday in the group chat, JFig said, "Now that's jacked." On Kyle Lowry's part. And I said, it's a little unfair to give so much credit to Kyle Lowry. He has the stockier build, and he's 35. He's got those man muscles.
That's what I was telling you about Tyler Hero.
But it doesn't mean that Tyler Hero hasn't put in great work. You guys are thin shamers.
He wasn't putting in great work.
No, you said he's not Jack JFig.
Hold on. I am not questioning the work that he does. I'm questioning you. This really ain't got nothing to do with Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero just being Tyler Hero.
Nah, you're wrong.
Okay,
dude.
He's 6'5" and barely 200 pounds.
Look at those.
That's not swole.
Look at those pipes.
That's not swole.
That's what are you talking about?
That's not swole.
Look
dude.
At those pipes, son. You might as
just
well call him the plumber.
Just because he's defined does not mean he's swole. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
Okay. You are being ridiculous right now, okay?
Because you can be fit. Wait. So if you can see any definition, that means you're swole?
Dude, he didn't have.
No, Claire.
He didn't have definition or.
He only gained 2.5 pounds.
No. That was 4 months ago. Who knows where he's at right now, dude? Who knows? I mean, we don't know what the labyrinth of his phys ed has been during the offseason.
I can pretty much go out on the limb and say he's going to be limited by body type.
It doesn't look like it. Looks like he's built some foundation.
It looks like he is fit and he is in shape, but he is not swole.
We'll
because
see.
You can't be 6'5 and 200 pounds and be swole.
You're
still look like a stick.
You're a heightist.
You just cut up.
You're a heightist.
No, I'm not. Dude, you understand
you're too,
what
J-Fig.
6'5, 200 pounds looks like?
Couple of heightists.
In order for me to get to 200 pounds, I got to cut off a leg.
You said that Alonzo Mourning wasn't jacked.
7 foot? 260?
You're ridiculous. He's 270. He's 6'10", 270.
Doesn't Buffalo have a 300-pound fullback?
I don't know.
What if somebody has a 300-pound
fullback? What are you going to get on this show and say that Lusaka Polite was more jacked than Alonzo Mourning? Get out of here.
Yep.
Get out of here.
He wasn't.
No. If he's winning a bowling ball contest.
You confusing being fit and cut up with being jacked.
What you're confusing is your football bias and you like to shame basketball players. And that's what I'm going to tell everybody at Media Day next week. He's a basketball shamer.
A basketball shamer.
You guys
gonna
spend time snitching on each other instead of interviewing people. He called you fat.
We're not gonna get any interviews anymore. After the Heat here, they're just like, we're not sending anybody to that room.
By the way, Lusaka Polite, 6 feet, 245.
Yeah. That's jacked.
He's beefy. He's 245. He's like a double stack at Wendy's. Always got four. Tell you what though,
And Tyler Hero is French fries.
He always got fourth and one, Lusaka Polite.
He's a French fry. No, but wait, let me correct that. Crinkle fries, because he got definition.
It was more like Lusaka Rude to the defensive line.
Ooh, come on. Would you think, is Cam Wake jacked?
Of course.
Cam Wake weighed more than Alonzo.
But Wade. I'm not. But you're like the bouncer at the Jacked Club. Like, only certain people can be in there. You're like, nope, sorry.
No.
You are.
Jack, you have to have some size to you to be Jack. You can't just be skinny and ripped.
So
145-pound boxer, they look cut up and ripped, but they weigh 145 pounds.
So you're
supposed to be ripped.
Your line is Cam Wake.
As a grown-ass man, you're supposed to be ripped.
You're like,
you ever seen a fat-ass 145-pound guy?
You know what you're like?
No.
You're like the bouncer at Liv.
Have you ever seen a chunky 145-pound grown-ass man? No, you haven't.
Ricardo Mayorga wasn't in the greatest of shape.
Huh?
Ricardo Mayorga wasn't in the greatest of shape.
Okay.
Smoking cigarettes after up to his Oscar De La Hoya fight.
Again, you know how hard it is? It is impossible to be a grown man and be 145 pounds and not be standing up in front of the mirror swole like you got something going on. You weigh 145 pounds. You're supposed to be ripped. Really, you're supposed to be ripped.
Really expected more out of you, Jay Figg. You know, I felt like you'd be more a little bit more balanced in your journalism. I know Leroy, he's a heightist, but, you know, I figured I'd have a little bit more support from Heat Nation
here. I see it. 6'5", 200 pounds is not jacked.
I was not trashing.
You can be cut up.
Kind of. Kind of. Kind of.
Slim.
But wait. But then, here, and you call me a fraud. You're a fraud. Because all of a sudden, for the last month, you've been saying, Tyler Hero, Jack. Tyler Hero, Jack. Then we talk about Kyle Lowry. You say, he's wiry.
It's No. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. No.
I said no.
You're not. You go find the tweet. Go find the text where I called him wiry. It's not true.
You just said it on the radio.
No. What I said was J-Fig said, "Wow, see that's jacked from Kyle Lowry." I said, "It's not really fair though. You're not grading apples to apples. It's more like apples to like, I don't know, pineapples."
No. It's like apples to string beans.
No. You're wrong, dude.
Who do Tyler you got? Tyler Hero looks like a nice, freshly cut asparagus.
Give Tyler Hero one more offseason. He's beating Kyle Lowry. Give Tyler Hero one more offseason. He's beating Kyle Lowry in arm wrestling.
Never.
Yep.
I mean, well, how they going to touch up? Because his arms are short.
Doesn't matter. Either do it or don't do it.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, we need to, you know what? That's going to be the theme of next week's interviews. I'm going to ask Heat players who wins who in an arm wrestling match.
I think that's solid journalism.
I think it is, too. Who needs to know how the ball handling is going to go?
Can you not put us in a position where we never get invited back?
I want to ask Jimmy Butler, who does he think wins an arm wrestling match between he and Bam? I'm going to ask Kyle Lowry, who does he have in an arm wrestling match between him and Tyler Hero?
I take the Bulldog. I think Kyle Lowry, because he can put a lot of these tall guys can't put all of their weight behind him. But Kyle Lowry, he's built, so he's, you know, in there.
What about Bam versus Kyle Lowry?
I'm taking Kyle Lowry.
Really? Wow.
The compact.
I think Bam smokes him.
The compact guy is going to have a better opportunity to be good at arm wrestling.
Interesting.
You can't beat Tyler Hero.
I think UD beats them all. I think UD beats them all. Smokes.
Well, you can't just stare at a guy and he's going to lose.
Minus one.
And guess what? Look, I don't want to say this, okay? But, you know, it don't matter what the event is. 40 is still 40. I don't know what to tell you.
Win at BECN.com.
Hey, you have an Alexa? Ask her to play the ticket. Just say, Alexa, play 790 The Ticket. Alexa, volume up. AM 790 The Ticket, an Odyssey station.
Traffic on 790 The Ticket is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall, where you can buy a car, sell a car, or service your car all with just one call to 305-KENDALL. Call now, 305-KENDALL.
Good morning in Broward County, southbound 85. After Marina Mall Boulevard, the left lane is blocked by a multi-vehicle crash. And eastbound Houndsdale Beach Boulevard after I-95, the right lane is blocked by police activity. And in Miami, expect heavy traffic delays northbound of the Don Shula from before Kendall Drive till the Palmetto. I'm Vanessa, and that's traffic on AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Download it now.
This Isley Brothers or Ice Cube?
Just waking up in the morning, God. Thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of
the Isley Brothers.
Surprisingly, there's no Isley Brothers in the system. I gotta put that in the system.
Oh man, we gotta have more Isley Brothers in the system.
We need to have when we have Throwback Thursday, we need to play all the original songs.
Well, you've dubbed today Turn the Page Tuesday.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on.
We gotta keep it going. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Moving on.
Because last week, when we got to Tuesday, we were talking about Buffalo, at the end of Monday.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it after a win, you got to do it after a loss. We still got 15 more weeks of football season.
I would love
16 weeks.
I would love it if somebody tried to bring up the Buffalo game and like somebody in the Dolphins facility just like muzzles them. No. 24 hours. It's over. I'll tell you one thing though, that I was disappointed in from Sunday. If I can just get one last thing to harp on, Leroy, from the weekend.
Right.
I was disappointed in Jalen Waddle's debut on punt returns because he muffed a punt.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have happened if he read the toes. Clearly.
By the way.
Clearly, he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
And he went out there and he forgot his fundamentals. And every great punt returner knows, like the pouch, you want to catch a punt. You read the toes.
Nah, dude. They call me the kangaroo. I'm going to nestle that thing in my pouch.
I don't understand why he didn't do it. I think things were moving fast for him, and he just forgot the basics, and that was look at the punter's toes. You know where that ball's going.
Can I tell you that if quarterback is the most difficult position,
yep,
punt returner is the most dangerous.
Yeah, but not if you remember your fundamentals.
Ass, dude.
If you remember
it's the only job in the world where you got to have your eyes going two different ways.
Yes, but the first place your eyes have to go to are the toes.
Dude, I got to tell you, your analogy of sports floors me.
What are you talking about?
Like, would you think, you need to be a hawk or an eagle to be able to see toes through about 5,000 pounds of men to a punter. You can't even see the toes.
How are you going to tell me that a guy can go see a ball in the sky, but he's not able to read the toes of a punter?
Because nobody's blocking the ball, dude.
Nah, I'm telling you, man. He's got the eyesight. He's able to hone in on the toes. And he just did it this time around. I think he got probably the atmosphere. You know, you get a little bit too,
Or I'm going to just throw this out there.
Yep. Yep.
Sometimes that thing called the sun. Also hinders the ability to catch the ball.
It could. I'm not going to deny that. But again, this is why you have to determine all factors. And if he would have read the toes, he doesn't have to worry about the sun because he knows where that ball is going to go immediately. It's okay. Listen, you just build off of it if you're Jalen Waddle.
Before I used the kid, and I used to say, that told me. He's, you know, that's my guy.
Yep.
Now, I've just come to the conclusion, you're an idiot. Reading toes.
No, dude. See,
reading toes.
Here's what's going to happen. Once I return this punt, you know, that whenever we set this up and I show you how to read the toes, your life is going to change. You're never going to be able to be like, wow, Tobin, he had it all along. Read the toes. You know, things in football change, Leroy. There are revolutionary things. The forward pass. Okay, the wildcat. There are all types of things that develop the game, but nobody has ever expressed reading the toes. I just thought Jalen Waddle knew. He's part of the PR club, punt return club. You know, he just knows.
This has to happen. This because there's it's funny because listening to you right now is when I go golfing after. So say on Sunday or when I go this week, right? Everybody has a Robbie in their group. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody has one of those guys. And he talks exactly like you. They all know what the guy should have did on the field to be more productive. And I'm like, that easy, huh? And I'm just floored. It makes no sense for me to argue that's not accurate, right? Like, because I'll watch a game sometimes and I'll see a left guard or a left tackle and the guy that he's playing against is just better than him.
Mm-hmm.
And that never comes up on in the results or the explanation as to why your team failed.
Interesting.
But you have fixed all of the punt return dilemmas, which is the most dangerous job in football.
Right. You got to read the toast.
You are the most vulnerable person on the field.
Dude, I'm sorry to tell you this, but like, as much as I respect your athletic background, and Lord knows it's better than mine, doesn't mean that you can't think some things differently in sports. You know, at one point, people were just throwing baseballs straight, and then somebody came up with the curveball. Like, things change. Things change.
In 1901?
Yeah, but when there was first baseball, they were only throwing the ball straight. And then somebody's like, hey, what if I just put the grip here and all of a sudden it's doing wacky things?
I think that was day two in baseball, dude.
I don't think so,
man. Because, I mean, they were throwing curveballs.
Debatable. Like, debatable.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, and let's think about it. Look, I've seen old footage of Babe Ruth. Okay, look. The wind up and the throw, they were not throwing heaters, okay? They weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So now you talk about a ball that there's guys that throw sliders at 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you remember how people used to have – remember Tommy Mansky, the old baseball videos, the fundamentals of like you'd catch the ball and then you turn and then you turn the double play like this? Then all of a sudden one day
– basically, you only saw that at 2 in the morning.
And then, so it's not true. It was a big hit. And then all of a sudden, then one day, Ozzie Smith just went whoop, whoop, just little shovel. That's how you don't even catch the ball. It's just like a little egg exchange. And then the sports was changed forever. Perfected by Omar Vizquel.
What was the sound one more time?
Whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
All I'm saying, Jalen.
Any other sport you fixed?
No, I just want Jalen to remember next time he's in that situation, if Jakeem Grant doesn't play this week, Jalen, read the toes. Read the toes, my friend. Waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle.
So, you know, you're like 65 yards away.
Waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle, baby.
And you're reading two toes from 65 yards.
That's right.
Dude, there is nothing. So if I held a cue card with a number on it, 65 yards away, you'd be able to read it. Because that's about how big a foot is.
Yeah, but you're making it bigger than it is. Like, I don't have to hone in. Like, I just need to know what direction are they pointing in to know the point. And then you have to take point to ball lets you know spin radius. Ergo, once it gets to its apex, I know how to return that punt.
Is an interesting concept. You want to know Marcos, you want to know the difference between a football player and Tobin? Guess what punt returners read from the punter? This is a fact. This is what you learn.
Their elbows?
I was a backup punt returner, so, you know.
What do they
shoulders.
Read?
They shoulders. Shoulders.
You can't kick where your shoulders are pointing.
Well, this is just I don't mean to be rude.
And so you have said
right.
You gonna read the toes. So let me ask you a question.
Can I just say that?
What about the guys that kick like soccer style, like Lou Henley?
The toes don't change. It doesn't matter. That's the beauty of it. See, you might have not been backup returner. You might have been actually returning.
I was!
You might have been. Yeah. But here's the thing. You might have not been the backup returner. You might have actually been the returner had you read the toes and not shoulders. Because everybody knows. Yeah. Hold on. Nope.
I might
everybody
have
knows.
Been a returner if I didn't have those fat-ass shoulder pads and all them pads on, and I look like I could actually run more than a 5-flat.
Respectively? Respectively, if I may? The thing with this is shoulders change from your traditional punter to soccer-style punter. The shoulders can change. They can shift. The toes don't. The toes
you
don't
know
lie.
Anything about sports?
The toes don't lie, Leroy.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. So that means a DB should read the arm.
No. This is just one particular thing for one particular skill set. You're making it more than it is.
You know what I would like?
What?
I would like you and Robbie to have an instructional video. Right? On sports. And then we will sell it to the children.
I can't wait.
And sports will die.
We're back after
sports
this.
Sports will die. They're like, those Americans, they can't do nothing.
Oh, no, dude, you're wrong. Changing the game.
Robbie to teach the children how to turn double plays and play into the shift. And I would like you to teach all the kids how to punt return. Because that is ridiculous.
You find me a punter. I'm reading the toes. It's on you. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.